Grant Gonot, and this is the 14th episode of the Modcast, where Beck and I are going to discuss the armor of God and what that looks like on as a Christian. Please right now subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram, and check out all of our other podcasts, which are on audio platforms in the link in the description. All right, so the armor of God is talked about in Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 10. So we're going to just read that portion of scripture. Ephesians 6, starting in chapter or verse 10 through 20, it reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly place. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shielded your feet with preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may be open with my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." So that's where Paul talks about the armor of God. And so the armor of God isn't something that's physical that we dress ourselves in whenever we wake up in the morning, but we, as we see in the Gospels, Jesus is always praying in the morning. All of these six pieces of equipment Paul talks about, we can pray about in the morning and think of them spiritually being put on ourselves. But why do we need the armor of God in our lives? In verse 11 addresses that question right there. It says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Every morning when we wake up, there's a force of evil out there. Mm-hmm. And it tells us in verse 12 that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness. The enemy that we're fighting against is much stronger than us whenever we don't have the armor on. Whenever we don't have the armor on, we're much more vulnerable to be attacked and struck down. This is why Paul tells us about the armor. And so in verse 11, when Paul says to put on, that Greek word there, endio, means to be clothed with. So everything that Paul names here, all of these, we are to be clothed in them continually. And so every morning when we wake up, what, obviously we get ready to start our day, but what's our prayer life looking like? And are we putting on these pieces of equipment that he's talking about here? The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel on our feet, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. All of these pieces of equipment Paul's talking about. Belt of truth is the word of God. The breastplate of righteousness is the righteousness of God. The gospel, it goes on and on. But all of these are aspects of the Messiah. And if you turn to Isaiah 59, it's prophetic to this passage here in Ephesians. Ephesians 59:17 is talking about the Messiah. And it reads, "For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak." So Jesus wore all of this armor that we have access to today. And Beck's going to talk about it. We are in a spiritual battle as Christians. And if we don't have this armor on, we're going to lose the battle.
Yeah. So I think one of the ways that Satan or the devil gets victory a little bit in the Christian life, you see, he knows the battle is lost, right? Satan knows scripture better than we do. He knows the final outcome of what's going to happen. And so because he's so twisted and evil, he knows he's going to lose, and he's trying to bring down as many people with him, right? He knows the battle is already won by the Lord, and he knows that he's going to lose, and he's already lost. And yet he still wants to bring people down with him. And so he wants to make Christians ineffective because God has already saved them, chosen them, sealed them with the Holy Spirit. So since they're already lost, he tries to make them less effective to go out and to love and convert other people. Mm-hmm. So we're in this battle where Satan's trying to make us less and less effective every day. And so a lot of Christians, if you don't realize that, how are you going to fight something that you don't even realize you're in a battle, right? We have to understand that, one, we're in a battle. That's the first step to fighting. Some people get weird and they only focus on the devil and they only focus on Satan, and it kind of glorifies him because that's all they're thinking about. But I think as Christians, we just have to have this healthy knowledge that we are in a fight. We are in a battle for people's souls. And we shouldn't focus on that. We should be focusing on the Lord, but we should be recognizing that, acknowledging that, so that we can fight. I like this verse in 2 Timothy 2. It says, 2 Timothy 2:3 says, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier." So Romans talks a lot about putting things on and putting things off. Like the armor of God, we're supposed to put on things that look like Jesus Christ and put off things that don't look like Jesus Christ. That's what we're called to do as Christians. This verse is saying we need to get rid of anything that makes us less effective as a soldier. We need to get rid of anything that makes us look like a civilian when we're a soldier, right? No one engaged in warfare who's in a battle is going and watching Netflix for 12 hours or playing basketball for 13 hours of the day, right? Even if it's not inherently what we think sinful thing, if it's taking you away from the Lord, if it's taking away from your effectiveness to serve the Lord, to love other people, then we have to get rid of it. Because we recognize we're in a battle. This is serious, right? We don't have time for, you know, little trivial things when God's got eternal things for us to walk in, as it says in Ephesians. So we need to recognize, one, that we're in a battle, to put on the necessary things for battle, and then we have to fight in the assurance that, like in Ephesians 6, it says we're fighting in the power of God's might, not ours. And so we're putting these things on, but we're using everything that God's given us, and we're fighting in his power, and we know that he's got the victory, and he has the ability to defeat Satan. So we just got to walk in that. And I like that God likens these things to clothing, because in the Bible, clothing is a picture of your identity, right? Like once we become Christians, we say no to our old man. We say no to our old identity, and we have a new identity, mm-hmm. right? Like Grant said, that these things aren't physical clothing pieces that we wear. But when people look at our character, look at our spirituality, they should see these things in our lives. They should see truth. They should see that we're preaching the gospel of peace, right? They should see that we're saved. They should see that we're praying and that we're in the Word. So, make these things your identity, too, to be a good soldier.
Yeah, so just examining this passage in Ephesians 6 a little more, if we look at verse 13, Paul says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day," mm-hmm. and having done all to stand. Mm-hmm. So whenever he says, therefore, he gives through 10 through 12 why, what we're going against, and therefore what we should do. Mm-hmm. And he tells us to take up the armor of God that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. Now, when he says evil day there, he's talking about this present age before Christ comes again mm-hmm. to return. In this evil day, if we're not putting on our spiritual armor, we're not going to be able to stand. We're going to be vulnerable to attacks and easily brought down. And going along with that, then, in verse 14 through 17, he tells us there, standing therefore, and he lists off all of these things. And what's very interesting is the sword of the Spirit is the only, out of the six pieces Paul lists, the sword of the Spirit is the only offensive weapon he names. And what is the sword of the Spirit? It's the word of God. And the fact that he only lists that as the only offensive weapon shows as Christians, the word of God, infallible, is all that we need to fight. All we need is the truths of Scripture. We don't need man to help us, because it shows here that why do we need the armor of God on to be able to withstand in the evil day? Because our human resource isn't going to help us win the battles. If we're trying to win battles off of human resource and strength, we're going to fail. That's why Jesus even equipped himself in the armor of God, because we need it too. And through Jesus' death and resurrection on the cross, we have access to this armor. But to finish, though, which is very important, after Paul names all these things, verse 14 through 17, read in 18 there, he said, or starting in 17, he says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God," which we just talked about. But then in 18, "praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." So with all of these things, how do we do this? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in what? In the Spirit. In John, Jesus talks about how his disciples will pray in the Spirit. We don't just wake up in the morning and we say, all right, I'm going to put, even if it's not physical, we don't say, I'm going to put on my belt of truth. Let me go put on my, let me take up my shield of faith. No, we sit there and we pray. These are great things in the morning before we start to realize that we have the sword of the Spirit. We have the word of God. We know the gospel. And like Beck saying, or one thing that's really, like, people don't look at us and see this on us, but they see it in our character. And the most powerful, profound ways that we can live as Christians is people actually being able to look at our lives and see this armor equipped on us. Because if we're just walking around with head knowledge about these things, it does nothing. It's not until someone can actually look at our lives and see us taking up the sword of the Spirit, see us taking up the shield of faith. And God is faithful to protect, always deliver a way out of the temptations that Satan gives it, throws at us. But the armor of God is how, in verse 11 again, is how we stand against these schemes of the devil. And so, yeah. One to close here, though, in verse 19 through 20, finishing off this the passage of the armor of God, what does Paul also pray for? He asks us to pray to give him the Ephesians, that he may be given utterance and may be able to open his mouth boldly. So we also should pray for boldness with the armor of God, to be able to be bold. Because if we're not being bold, people are never even going to know that we have the armor equipped on us. And so we're also ambassadors of Christ. We know that. So we encourage you to take our morning seriously as Christians. See what we're really preparing for when we wake up in the morning. We're not only preparing for our daily activities, but we're also preparing for a spiritual warfare that we're not going to be able to fight if we're not praying these pieces of equipment on. So thanks for watching the 14th episode of the Modcast. Please once again subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram, and check out all of our audio platforms, which will be in the link in the description. Peace.